WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The city of Bryan has qualified for 6 traffic safety grants through the Texas Department of Transportation. City engineer Paul Casper updated the council during Tuesday's workshop.
We submitted these, thought they would score well. They did. We did a really good job of getting a slew of them in this particular year in 2013. We had no luck last year. We submitted every year. We got 0 projects out of it last year, but we had a really good selection this particular year.
The state will be spending $1.5 million and the city $115,000. The projects scheduled for construction next year includes turning Finfeather Road from Grosbeck to the South City limits to a 3-lane for vehicles and bike lanes in both directions. A future College Station City Council meeting will include renaming a park. Mayor Nancy Berry made the suggestion during last week's workshop, renaming Raintree Park for the late Art Bright, who built the first house in that development.
He was involved with the school district for 51 years, was a volunteer with Habitat for Humanity for 9 years, and Twin City Mission Board member, and this is being sponsored by the Raintree Homeowners Association and the school district.
There was also support aired during the public comments portion of the last council meeting. The nation's largest one-day student-run service project is right here in Bryan College Station.
The big event will take place on March 28th this year. Third-year participant Allie Ryan says out of the 22,000 student volunteers this year, about one-fourth will be freshmen.
Freshman leadership organizations are a huge part of A&M, so most of them will probably do the jobs together.
Ryan says residents can sign up now through February 20th to request a job at their house. Visit bigeventonline.tamu.edu to sign up and for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 traffic accidents in Bryan Monday result in reminders from police. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a bicyclist was hurt in a mishap at 28th and Brazos.
Vehicle was traveling west on 28th and the bike was traveling south on Brazos. The bicyclist failed to yield the right way and didn't stop at the stop sign and struck the vehicle. And the bicyclist was admitted to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But it just wanted me to touch on, it reminded me to touch on bicycle safety and, one, to wear a helmet, wear bright clothing so that people can see you, and obey all traffic laws.
Another driver and passenger were hospitalized after a tire blowout on the freeway, causing their vehicle to roll, leading to a reminder to check tire pressure and depth of tire tread. The proposed state budget is out, which calls for $4 billion in tax cuts.
Out of the $4 billion in cuts, State Senator Jane Nelson says the bulk will be going back to landowners.
These millions and billions kind of flow together. $3 billion in property tax relief. We're going to make sure people get back that money that they put in.
State Senator Carlos Uresti says they're all for tax cuts as long as it's not at others' expense.
I think all of us in general would agree with that. We want to see our taxes go down. But hopefully, at the same time, we can balance that with ensuring that we're going to continue to fund public education appropriately.
The other $1 billion in tax cuts will be in franchise tax relief. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hello, I'm Lori, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne on how the founders viewed God as the source of our equality and legal rights.
America's founders knew, obviously, that human beings are not equal in terms of strength or beauty, or in terms of intelligence, industry, or talents. They understood that because of such differences, differences in talents and things like that, some people would be wealthier than others. But human beings are equal, the founders believe, in their possession of natural rights, such as the rights to life, liberty, and property. Today, many Americans reject this equality of rights in order to pursue equality of condition through redistribution, or spreading the wealth around, to use a famous formulation. This is destructive of liberty as the founders understood it.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to constitutionminute.org.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast as we approach 6:12. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A recent stretch of warm weather will come to an end after tomorrow. Much cooler conditions developing by Friday, but sunny and pleasant today with a high of 75. Overnight, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Partial sun tomorrow, 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy. Definitely cooler tomorrow night. Lows are going to be around 45. Now for Friday, clouds will move in. Temperatures, they're only going to get up to about 55 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie men's basketball put their four-game winning streak on the line last night on the road at Auburn. I'll tell you just how well that they fared as well. As Super Bowl media day was yesterday. Marshawn Lynch of the Seattle Seahawks was giving some really hard-hitting answers to some really hard-hitting questions. And two ex-Vanderbilt football players have been charged or convicted of raping a former student, and I'll give you an update on that one as well. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, so why can't Rob be positive about the weather that we have right now, which is spectacular?
It's beautiful.
It's warmer than spring.
Uh-huh.
And all he wants to do is talk about what's happening Friday. Let's just bask in the glory of yesterday being a really nice day. Today, going to have to be running the AC. Got to drive with the windows down yesterday. I mean, it was just ideal.
I had to get rid of my fleece yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's getting a little warm.
Again, it was just outstanding stuff. So, and you know, if you need to do some work in your yard, this is perfect because the ground ought to be plenty soft, and you know, it's going to be comfy enough to do that.
Yeah.
And actually, this weekend is okay. I mean, it's seasonal. There'll be some rain, but yeah, just come on, Rob. You know what it is? Because folks may not know this, Rob is up in the Northeast. Okay, so that's his buzzkill.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I was talking to Mr. Downs yesterday. He was apparently emailing with a colleague in Rhode Island, explaining how they were covered up in snow. But since you know, Ben's answer was since it didn't snow much in New York, the storm really didn't happen.
Yeah. That's what I've always been thinking. Like it seems like people up in New England are really getting hit, but
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, well, the meteorologists messed up because it's not in New York or Philly.
By the way, we're about to get on a slippery weather slope. We'll probably get to that during the 7 o'clock hour.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens. In the meantime, a 22-year-old Mineral Wells man behind bars after allegedly posting on his Facebook page that he had more than a dozen warrants out for his arrest. He posted, quoting, "So I have 16 warrants out right now, LOL. They know where I am. They know where I'm at, though, so it might not be too bad," end quote. A concerned citizen sent the Facebook message to police, who followed up and arrested the guy.
Well, good.
What? Yeah. Warrants, some of them 3 years old, ranging from traffic citations like an expired inspection sticker to no insurance to petty theft to a total $1,200 in fines. Maybe they don't have that warrant amnesty thing up there in Mineral Wells. I'm not sure. But again, how bored are you that you want to tell people that you have 16 warrants? But and is that a badge of honor in some level?
Oh, he was bragging, all right.
I guess.
Man. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good
misses
morning.
His Super Bowl party, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Should have waited a week.
Information.
Then he could have, he could have bragged at the party. But no, let's put it out there on Instagram where everybody can see it. What are you in here for?
Criminal stupid?
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
He wouldn't be the first one, probably.
No, that's right. It's a large group. Yes.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Day 28, meaning we've got 337 of them to go. It's Data Privacy Day.
Could use that a lot.
I'm thinking, how many people are going to get hacked or get their identity stolen or in some way annoyed on the internet today because it's Data Privacy Day? It's Blueberry Pancake Day.
Oh, those are good.
It is. This one I'm kind of jazzed about.
Kazoo Day?
Yes, sir.
Bam.
Yeah, hey, it is Kazoo Day. In fact, I have a brief history of kazoo. The first kazoo, a guy named Alabama Vest of Macon, Georgia, figured out the first kazoo in the 1840s. He gave the directions to Thaddeus von Klegg, who was a German clockmaker who made it to the specs. But the first mass-produced kazoos didn't come along until 1912. That's 70 years. What's going on? It was Emil Sorg who patented with a tool and die maker named Michael McEnroe to open the very first factory that was in Eden, New York, where there's still a museum today. So there you are.
You know, you don't get kazoos a lot like in cereal boxes or anything like that. Used to, you got quite a bit of them, I thought.
I think annoyed parents stopped
that. Yeah, probably. That's probably right up there with drums.
That's it.
For
my
Christmas.
My kid got that thing, and now he won't let it go. Just remember, though, parents, you have a dirter there for your children. A dirter is that cardboard roll inside the paper towels or toilet paper, because they walk around the house going, dur-dur-dur-dur-dur-dur. See, so that's almost like your kid.
You got jokes this morning, Scott.
That's an old Cheech and Chong thing. Yeah. All right, for birthdays, we've got...
Birthdays today. We got really not that many of them. Ariel Winter is turning 17. She plays Alex Dunphy on Modern Family. Mm-hmm. I really don't watch that show that much. I've heard it's funny, though. Will Poulter is turning 22. He's We're the Millers, Maze Runner, all that stuff. He's actually a British guy. Elijah Woods is turning 34. He looks like he's 12.
I was going to say he's 34?
Yes, he's 34. Yeah. And, of course, you know, Lord of the Rings. He played Frodo Baggins. Nick Carter is turning 35.
Backstreet Boy, dude.
Yeah, that makes me feel old. How did you... I'm surprised you knew Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, no, well, I've heard the name, and I knew Nick Carter, but, I mean, he's been around for a while.
Yeah, and Aaron Carter is, I guess, his little brother, right? Yeah. Rosamund Pike is turning 36. She was Ben Affleck's missing wife in Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in Die Another Day. That was the last Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie. Joey Fatone is turning 38.
Wow.
NSYNC. So we got all our boy band stuff
yes,
covered
we do.
Today.
Fully represented.
The boss, Rick Ross, is turning 39 today. So your favorite guy right there,
yeah.
Scott. One of Kevin Sumlin's favorites.
Uh-huh.
Catherine Morris is turning 46. She's, of course, on Cold Case. Rakim, hip-hop pioneer and inspiration of many of today's MCs, including Eminem. So there you go.
Yeah.
Sarah McLachlan's turning 47 today.
She can sing a tune.
Every time I hear a song of hers, I just start breaking down crying.
She's outstanding. She just is. Yeah.
Picturing dogs shivering. And anyways, Barbie Benton is turning 65.
Yeah.
Of course, was on Hee Haw.
Actually, you know, was a playmate, too. That's where she got started. And she hung with... With Hugh Hefner back when he was like a spry 65 or so. Yeah.
Mikhail Baryshnikov is turning 67 today. And Alan Alda is turning 79.
Hawkeye.
Yeah. And a big-time proponent of women's libs.
So oh, yeah. Okay. Susan Howard, 72. You might have remembered her as Donna Krebs in Dallas. And also, she played the only woman Klingon on the original Star Trek.
Special.
You know it. And John Beck, who's from Dallas, is 72. There you go. All right, 6:20.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so last summer, the president announced with great fanfare the return of a soldier by the name of Bo Bergdahl. Remember that? He was reportedly captured, held hostage by the Taliban since 2009. If you're the president, it's the Taliban. Anyway, Bergdahl's return came in exchange for the release of five of the top Taliban leadership that were held at Gitmo. But then we learned from members of Bergdahl's platoon that he was not captured, but he intentionally deserted his fellow soldiers. Now, the official investigation is now complete, and according to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Bergdahl is in fact a deserter. And hoping to make the situation go away, the White House has allegedly tried to stonewall the release of the Army investigation. Another blundering embarrassment by the administration.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your window's new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's blinds.com, blinds.com. Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Nintendo reported a nearly six-fold increase in profit for its latest quarter, and it raised its earnings forecast. The Japanese manufacturer of the Pokemon and Super Mario video games, as well as the Wii U and 3DS machines, says it expects a year profit of $254 million after posting a loss last year. The Federal Reserve is expected to wrap up its latest policy meeting today by repeating the pledge it made in December. It'll be patient in raising interest rates from record lows. The Fed statement will be scrutinized for any possible clues to a shift in Fed policy. Most economists foresee no rate hike until June at the earliest. The new Ghostbusters are here, and they're all women. Melissa McCarthy has signed on for the reboot, and the studio is now negotiating with Kristen Wiig, as well as Saturday Night Live players Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon. The movie's expected to start shooting this summer in New York. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials tumbled 291. That's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. It's SwitchFest time. That means that you can celebrate the new year with a new and better provider. Suddenlink, with its advanced fiber-rich network, can give you the power that you need for all your high-tech gadgets. Maybe you got some new ones. You know, there's Suddenlink phone service, which is available. You can keep your current phone number, keep your current phone. Plus, you get unlimited local and long-distance calling. There's caller ID. With name and number, call waiting, call blocking, TV caller ID, enhanced 911, and more. So don't get caught without a phone. You know, if you'll think about this, the enhanced 911 service is something that people would like to have because it gives you your exact location and phone number. And when it comes time for an emergency, you want that information to be able to get to the first responders. And, of course, always bringing you the best in service, Suddenlink has earned the most improved customer satisfaction score since 2007 by J.D. Power. Don't forget also, you can get blazing fast internet for just $35 a month. And there's SL200 HD TV for as low as $37 a month. Oh, by the way, did I mention that the home phone is just $10? And all of this comes with Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee. Stop by the local Suddenlink store at 4114 East 29th, or you can go to the website, suddenlink.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Now, a big part of our, air quotes, drinking holidays are already done. So maybe keep this in your back pocket for, say, St. Patrick's Day. Here are five hangover symptoms and the science behind why they happen. Dehydration: when you drink, you don't produce as much vasopressin, a hormone that helps your body retain water. And without it, your kidneys send water straight to your bladder instead of reabsorbing it into the body. That's why you constantly have to use the potty when you're drinking. And it's also why you're dehydrated the next morning. That crushing headache. They're caused by the dehydration and the toxins in your body dealing with it. Also, drinking too much messes with the proteins in your body called glycogens, which might be what causes blackouts, but they're still not sure. The nausea, if you've had way too much to drink, is mostly caused by an increase in gastric acid in your stomach. When you drink alcohol, your body produces more of it. Exhaustion, which I think is a big one for a lot of us, it's because you don't sleep well when you've had too much to drink. And in the middle of the night, your body readjusts to being sober and you start tossing and turning. And finally, those god-awful sweats. Remember back when you were in college? Once there's no more alcohol in your body, your symptomatic nervous system wakes up and basically goes into overdrive. It's also the reason people have the shakes when they're hungover. Hopefully, that'll help you for next time. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, with the finest shooting facility in the town and the Gun Corps guarantee. If you buy it there, they will act as the liaison between you and whoever you bought it from, except for ammunition. Plus, automatic knives and tack gear, it's a one-stop shop. And to find out more, go to gun-core.com. Aggie and veteran-owned and operated. And check out their new location on Texas Avenue in College Station, across from the Kettle, in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
It's about luck.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's about love. And now it's about time for the classic musical the New York Times cheers defines Broadway Dazzle. It's about the hottest show you'll see all season. So get the winning ticket, Guys and Dolls.
Presented by MSC Opus, February 7th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Allstate. Call 845-1234.
Good morning, it's 6:29. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Really nice today. About 77 for our high, with south winds at 5 to 10. Maybe a little fog forming tonight with a low of 53. Tomorrow we're back up to 72 and winds out of the southwest. But tomorrow the winds will shift in the afternoon out of the north, so that'll cool it down a little bit on Thursday night, 46. Our high on Friday will probably be around 60. Then the chances of rain increase, 30% on Friday night, 60% on Saturday, 70% on Saturday night, and 60% on Sunday. And we'll probably be right around 60 for our high then. Right now the humidity is 80%. Winds out of the east at 3. We have fair skies and 48 degrees outside.
Do you know why the sky is blue? And how do flies walk across the ceiling without falling off? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
There are a lot of science questions you've probably wondered about but don't know the answer. Like, do camels really store water in their humps?
What they're actually storing in their humps is fat, and they use that over their time in the desert. They burn it slowly for energy, but they also get some water from it.
Kathy Wallard, author of the book, How Come?
However, when I was looking into this question, I found out something fascinating. I always thought that camels came from the Middle East. And it turns out that they actually come from North America, from the U.S. and Canada.
How is it that a fly can walk across the ceiling and not fall off?
Turns out that flies actually secrete a really super sticky glue. And because they're lightweight, they can actually walk up and across the ceiling. The problem is then, how do they get their feet unstuck? And the answer is they use a kind of suction pulling motion when they walk. So it's like their feet are cupping the surface that's unattached with glue, and then they slowly pull up all the sides of the suction cup and they move on.
And the most popular question Kathy gets asked is, why is the sky blue?
The basic answer is that just like light is split into a rainbow of colors in a prism, so do the gas molecules, nitrogen and oxygen in the air, also split light into its rainbow of colors. But when blue shoots out of the gas molecules, it's much more intense, and we see blue.
Tomorrow, why does metal always feel cold? I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. After coming up empty last year, the Texas Department of Transportation has awarded the city of Bryan the funding for six local street projects next year. City engineer Paul Casper told the city council Finfeather between Groesbeck and the South City Limits will become a three-lane for vehicles with bike lanes in both directions.
And it'll be a really good connection between, I always use Finfeather to get to A&M campus when I have to go there, and so back and forth, it's a great A&M connection to downtown Bryan for a biking connection.
There will be new traffic signals at Carson and Turkey Creek, Carson and South College, 29th and Texas, and Villa Maria and South College, along with new flashing lights at Highway 21 and Marino. The city will spend $115,000 in order to access $1.5 million in state funding. On and off the College Station City Council, there is support to rename Raintree Park for longtime community volunteer Art Bright, who recently passed away. Among the supporters speaking at the last council meeting was Henry Whitner.
54 years he worked for the College Station Independent School District as a math teacher. He took students to the Interscholastic League tournaments. He was nominated and voted for the Math Teacher of the Year by the Lions Club. He was not only was a math teacher, he was also a principal. He coached the various sports, and I'm sure there's a number of you either had him as a teacher or your kids had him for a teacher.
Mayor Nancy Berry also noted Bright's volunteer work with Habitat for Humanity and Twin City Mission, and he built the first house in the Raintree development. Despite a judge finding the Texas public schools to be underfunded and unconstitutional, it doesn't appear that state lawmakers will be doing anything to improve on that.
Border control and tax cuts seem to be the big winners with the state Senate's proposed budget plan. Education, while it didn't take a hit, won't see a boost from the Senate either.
Our budget maintains current formula funding levels. It includes $2.5 billion to cover enrollment growth.
State Senator Jane Nelson. State Senator Carlos Uresti thinks it's irresponsible.
All we're doing is kicking the can down the road, and we're going to have to deal with it in two more years. And in the meantime, what's happening to our kids?
The Senate budget proposes $4 billion in tax cuts and nearly $1 billion for border security. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Two state senators representing the Brazos Valley say they have enough votes to let college students carry guns on campus. The measure, co-authored by Charles Schwartner, who represents Brazos County, and Brian Birdwell, whose district includes Waco, say they have support from 19 other senators. The legislation would allow students, faculty, and staff members with concealed handgun licenses to carry guns into campus buildings and classrooms. And eyewitnesses' photographs helped College Station police arrest a home burglar. Officers responded to the residence on Manuel west of Wolfpin Creek Park shortly after 6 yesterday and found a boy with minor injuries and a metal object. Police say no property was stolen, but the caller had taken several photographs of the suspect in the act of breaking into the home. The suspect was charged with burglary but not named in a press release because he's a juvenile. CSPD also responded to a report of a car burglary near the College Station cemetery yesterday afternoon. Officers were able to locate the suspect and return a purse to the victim. Further investigation revealed that 42-year-old Orlando Santana, a registered sex offender, had been living in College Station for several months but not reported his move to the state. Santana was charged with burglary, failure to register as a sex offender, and evading arrest. Three people were taken to the hospital Monday following a pair of crashes. Officer Kelly McKeithen says one involved a tire blowout on the freeway.
So it just made me want to remind you to check your tires, make sure that they are properly inflated, one, and also make sure that the tread on them is acceptable. And the best way to tell if you don't want to take it into a service station is do the penny test. Take a little penny, put it in between the tread, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, and put him upside down, if you can see all of his head, then that means your tread is too low.
And a bicyclist who ran a stop sign at 28th and Brazos and was hit by a vehicle sustained injuries not believed to be life-threatening.
Death row inmate Garcia Glenn White, who was supposed to be executed tomorrow night, has gotten a stay from the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Patrick McCann is White's attorney.
Well, it's a pretty exciting day, so that's a nice feeling to be able to. I've already spoken with Mr. White's family, and they are ecstatic.
White was convicted of killing a woman while smoking crack in Houston in 1989 and then stabbing dead her twin 16-year-old daughters. McCann says White is intellectually disabled and has brain damage and says there's DNA evidence there was another person at the crime scene, something that wasn't known 15 years ago at trial. The big event takes place on March 28th this year, and signups are going on now.
It is the largest one-day student-run service project in the country.
It's pretty incredible. We have probably 40 of us on committee and then 250 staff assistants. And then last year we had over 20,000 students, which was awesome. We're hoping to get even more this year.
Will Rodney is one of those top committee members, and he says they're hoping for 22,000 student volunteers this year. Residents can sign up now through February 20th for job requests on bigeventonline.tamu.edu. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:37. It's 49 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy the local wines in peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's the weather.
It's going to look and feel like a spring day across the region. Here we are in late January. We'll have lots of sunshine today. Temperatures, a very good chance of making their way up to about 75 degrees this afternoon. High pressure stays in control of the weather tonight. Sky's going to be clear. We're going to fall back to about 55 overnight. Tomorrow, we're partly sunny. We're warm, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, cooler, 45. Clouds and 55 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor in WTAW. Going to be talking about some Aggie men's basketball, looking to stretch their winning streak to 5 games in Auburn last night. I'll tell you just how well that they fared. I actually stayed up and watched the entire game, even though it was an 8 o'clock tip, so I'm proud of myself. Several Aggies were named both in track and field and in swimming and diving, were named SEC Honors of the Week, and I'll tell you who all that was and what all they got. And a Texas A&M track and field former head coach for 32 years has passed away, and I'll tell you who that was, and we'll give you an update on that. All that more coming up in sports.
It's 6:40, so the White House says that President Barack Hussein Obama, who, by the way, is in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if you heard about that or not. He's over in Saudi Arabia.
I think I heard something about
he'd
that.
He's been traveling. By the way, he led a bipartisan delegation of current and former U.S. officials in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, yesterday, offering condolences, of course, on the death of the king, and then also spent a short time with King Solomon, who's the new monarch. That means they like shook and howdied. Maybe they did a fist bump. I'm not sure. Even though he's heading home for a trip from India, the fact that the president made the stop is seen as significant. Yeah, because remember, they couldn't do that before when that stuff happened over in Paris. They were too busy. Eric Holder needed to leave town. So he went over there to do that.
Had things to do,
yeah. Yeah, well, he can't actually say he was in the neighborhood. It's just he was out and about. So, because normally we'll send a vice president or something like that. So it's supposed to be a really big deal. Elijah Cummings, you may know him. He's a Maryland Democrat. He's the top Democrat in the House Select Committee on Benghazi. says that Hillary Clinton is willing to testify before that committee because it could help her presidential. Oh, no, he didn't say that. it might. But anyway, he said that she is willing to come before the committee that's investigating the terrorist attacks. I bet she won't say at this point what difference does it make anymore. A matter of fact, she better do a major mea culpa on that, because you know that if she gets the nomination, we're going to get to hear her say at this point what difference does it make any number of times. So we'll see. Cummings said that he approached Mrs. Clinton about testifying. Quote, she said, I'll do it, period. So there.
Boom.
Talked to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour. One of his good buddies is Steve Scalise of Louisiana. We know about Steve. You know, Steve, back in 2000, spoke to a white supremacist group. He's been doing the crawfish ever since then. See, I made that kind of Louisiana reference there at the same time. He's going to meet with National Urban League President Mark Morial, who I believe used to be the mayor of New Orleans, so it's kind of like old home week. They'll sit down and talk a little bit about that whole white supremacist group thing. And see, they visited on the phone yesterday. He said we'll do a sit-down face-to-face. Well, you know, the president is the champion when it comes to tax protection for the middle class. You know, he's been talking about all that. Well, it seems that the White House says now that the president is scrapping his proposal for tax withdrawals for the 529 savings plans, which is for college expenses. Because it was pointed out that that would be hitting the middle class with a tax increase. So he did an oopsie there.
Oh, economics.
Yeah, I know. The Hill says, given that it has become such a distraction, we always hate distractions, we're not going to ask Congress to pass the 529 provision so that they can instead focus on delivering a larger package of education tax relief that has bipartisan support, as well as the president's broader package of tax relief for child care and working families, paid for by eliminating the trust fund loophole that all those mean, nasty, rich people have. So there. Thank you.
So I wonder if many people realize that rich people were not always rich.
Well, see,
some of them actually worked kind of hard to get there.
Don't be bringing up facts. That's the kind of thing that people. You know, the people who don't have, all they want to do is they want to look at, oh, that person did such and such, and now they're rich. Well, as you say, you know what? Some of those people had to work hard to get the money to start the business, and they got to make a payroll every month. You ever think about that? So we'll see about all that kind of stuff. John Boehner, talking about a little mea culpas. Acknowledges that there were some stumbles in 2015, and he hopes that that goes a little bit smoother. That's one of the things we'll also talk to Bill Flores about today. 9.5 million consumers have chosen health plans or re-enrolled in their old coverage in Marketplace, according to the Affordable Care Act, since November 15th. The new numbers put the government's 2015 sign-up target at 9.1 million people. Well within striking distance. Well, yeah, if they've got 9.5, I guess so. Howard Dean, apparently on Bill Maher's show, Real Time, Dean said, quote, there's a lot of anger in this country, and the people who go see this movie, meaning American Sniper, are people who are very angry. He said that.
Wow.
Howard Dean. I thought after he did the Primal Scream years ago that he knew that he needed to be careful when he opened his mouth. Anyway, he told Chris Matthews last night, I'll tell you something I've almost never done in politics. I'll apologize to the veterans. I haven't seen the movie, and I think
Yeah,
I know.
Why would you even make it?
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so we'll see. And gosh, we don't even have time. Patrick's got the story, but Jane Nelson rolled out the Senate budget yesterday, and all they can talk about is the tax cuts, okay? They're going to cut property taxes. They're going to cut also, you know, here, and they're going to cut business franchise taxes, too. How can you do that when you got a budget, by the way, of about $202 billion?
There's no such thing as a free lunch. I did learn that in my economics class.
Very true. You know, it's not.
It's coming from somewhere.
You know, John Rainey, we had his quote on talking about junior colleges last week, and I think we played the story yesterday. That's great if you want to give stuff away, but you know, you're not giving it away. It's getting paid for someplace.
Yep.
So today we'll talk to, also we'll talk to Senator Schwertner, because in the Senate. Interesting thing, and we'll get his comments on this. The largest item in the budget this year will probably not be education. It will be health care. So he is chairman now of the committee that is going to have the largest slice of the budget. Not that that's good news, because obviously that has to do with Medicaid and taking care of indigents and stuff, and that's going to cost more money than education. So that's obviously going to make the proponents of education spending increases unhappy. Anyhow, it's starting to... The blender's starting to go over in Austin. There's lots of stuff we'll be talking to him about, that's for sure. All right, 647.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have an appointment with your pruning shear sometime in the next 4 weeks. You need to be sure you complete each of the tasks that I'm going to talk about, because you won't get another opportunity for another 11 months. In fact, I'm not even going to give you 4 weeks. Let's do this in the next couple of weeks. We'll place them in general chronological order so you can use the list as your checkoff. I'll be back with details right after this important message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
It's a rule of green thumb. Bush roses are pruned by 50% early each February. Each cut is made 1/4 inch directly above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You can also prune continuous blooming climbing roses, but only by 30 or 40% in both cases. Remove weak, non-productive canes. Now, the spring-only blooming roses should be pruned after they finish flowering. Then there are peach and plum trees. Your goal with these related trees is to have 10-foot tall trees that are 15 to 18 feet wide. The ideal tree will have 3 scaffold branches arising from the trunk between 22 and 28 inches. The overall shape of each tree should resemble a large rounded cereal bowl. To attain all of this, you must start training the tree the day it's planted. After that, you'll remove significant quantities of twigs and branches late each winter, just before the new buds begin to swell. If that earlier pruning wasn't done, all you can do a year or two later is to come as close as you can to getting that bowl shape without destroying the tree's vigor. No plant is pruned any more heavily than grapes. Remove 80% of each vine's cane growth each winter. Now, that's your main way of limiting the number of clusters and thereby improving the size of the individual grapes. Train the scaffold branches along the wire trellises as you prune. Not many shrubs get their own special listing, but nandinas are long popular plants that grow unlike any other in our landscape. They produce upright stems that rarely branch. Over 2 or 3 years, they can take on the looks of miniature palms with all the growth at the tips. To keep them attractive, you should cut the tallest canes back to the ground each winter. Aim to trim 1/3 of the stems every year. The new shoots coming up from the base will keep the plants full and compact. Broadleafed evergreen shrubs, it's usually best to buy a plant whose mature size and form fits the space you have available. However, if you want to thicken plants up by encouraging additional branching, giving them a light trim in late winter is the best way to do so. Remove only 15 or 20% of the twig growth with a power hedge trimmer and complete your pruning before they start forming any new buds. And finally, summer flowering shrubs and vines are pruned now, but remember, don't ever top crepe myrtles for any reason. I'm Neil Sperry. Curious facts about tree trunks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This morning sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Daniel House scored 13 points in the first 5 minutes and finished with 22 as the Texas A&M men's basketball team defeated Auburn 71-61 last night. The Aggies were in control pretty much the entire game, and Coach Billy Kennedy was pretty happy with the results.
What can I say? You know, we started off the game, and I'm sure it's a line that he's heard before, but the house was on fire, and, you know, it really got us going a little bit. And great environment, you know, they're building a good culture here and a great environment, tough environment to play in. And I thought our guys showed good resiliency and played good defense and did a really good job on KT Harrell as a team. That was critical for us.
Jalen Jones chipped in with 13 points, and Alex Robinson finished with 12 for the Aggs, who stretched their winning streak to 5 games. They look to improve on their 14-5 record and 5-2 SEC mark when they return home this Saturday to host